come and dine. The master calleth, come and dine. Ye may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. And with his manna he does feed and supplies our every need. Oh, it's sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Oh, come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command, for the master called unto them, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. This he satisfies the hungry every time. Oh, come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. Who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry call of God, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. Oh, the host of heaven will assemble thee. Amen. This will be a glorious sight. All the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will kiss eternally. Oh, come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. At Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Oh, come and dine, my master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Let's clap it to him tonight. Come to dine on the word tonight. This is Pentecost. Oh, come and dine, my master calleth, come and dine. Feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Last verse. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will ascend. Who's going to be there? Oh, it'll be a glorious sight. All the saints in spotless white. And with Jesus they will feast eternally. Oh, come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. And you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. Clap it to him one more time. Oh, we're going to have really a good time tonight. Oh, come and dine, my master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Praise the Lord. That's what we come to do tonight. Come to dine.
Amen.
On spiritual food in due season.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, come and dine,
master calleth, come and dine.
You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed once again. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assemble thee. Oh, it will be a glorious sight. All the saints in spotless light. And with Jesus they will feast eternally. Oh, amen. More time. I want to think about when that heavenly host is all together, all of us together, all you listening in, all together. Oh, come and dine, Master Paul, and come and dine. No, you make feast at Jesus' table all the time. You fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry. Come and dine. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Are you happy to be here tonight?
Amen.
That's the church. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I pray that you are all standing in your churches, wherever you are, listening in, or in your homes, or maybe you jumped out of the hospital dead and said, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. That's the bride of Jesus Christ. We're happy to be together again, sitting together once again in heavenly places. For we know that he's here. I know that he's here. He's with me. He's with you. Amen. Better turn up that air conditioner. We're on fire tonight. We're gathered around the Word. We've come together once again to hear that stored up food. It's been stored over 50 years ago. So tonight, we could hear it. He preserved that message so many years ago. And what's so wonderful is that he knew about that storing the food from the foundation of the world. He knew he had a plan. We're going to hear all about his plan tonight and what he did and his whole redemption and how he came back and his great masterpiece and hear of all that. And he knew we'd be here tonight. Amen. Oh, Lord, we love you. We thank you for it. We're here from the east, from the west, the north and the south, the bride. We are uniting once again, making ourselves ready, which I truly believe it is scripture being fulfilled. I believe that because the bride is making herself ready. Amen. And that we know and that we believe as a group of believers that there is the only one thing that can perfect this bride. He said it was the living Word being made manifest before our very eyes. Oh! You know that there's never, and that we have, and we've heard Brother Branham lately been saying that. He said there's never been a day or there's never been a time like this time right now.
Amen.
And the things that we see happening could have never happened until right now.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
And it had to be. It's again, why did he store up the food? He knew it was going to be here. You know, they've always thought that it is the coming of the Lord, the coming of the Lord, the coming of the Lord. But now we know we are there. We're at the end. We're at the very, very end. And we see it. We see that the Lord's doing something. And he's mindful of all the things, of all the secrets that he has, all the revelation that he's given to the bride, the awareness it is. You feel the awareness. You feel the awareness of who you are, the awareness of his presence, of the message. If it is what we've been talking about, that message going from knowledge in your mind down to into your heart, and to realize, I am one of them. I really am one of them. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. He's mindful of even the little bitty things.
Amen.
He tells us everything that we do, even in this message. Oh, things, we're going to have a wonderful time tonight. I'm just excited. I've heard it about 5 times, and I can't wait to be underneath the anointing with you to hear it once again. But it is, he tells us the little smallest of details. You know, someone might come up to you and say, might ask you, what day were you saved? Do you remember what day you were saved? That prophet told us how to answer it. You wasn't saved on any day. You was always saved.
Glory. Praise the Lord. Woo! Glory.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You were always saved. Oh, man. Hey, isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. You see then. He said, Jesus just come to redeem that, but you were saved from the beginning because you had eternal life to begin with. Oh, when we see that, we were in him at the beginning. How Brother Branham pointed that out to us, that we were that redeemed in the beginning. He just come down to bring us back. We were with him there. We got to go back with him.
Amen.
We ain't got no place else to go.
Amen.
That's where we're going. Praise the Lord. We're children of this end time message.
Amen.
No one could ever say that neither. There's a lot of things that we can say that nobody's been able to ever say. It struck me because Brother Branham, all the revelation coming forth, so nobody even knew the revelation or be able to say the things that we say. That right there.
Amen.
They never knew that statement until right now, this day, that we are with him from eternity. God's prophet sent and he told us. Never has been a town that we are a time that it is possible that he said that we were jewels in the crown of his ministry.
Amen.
Oh, I'm proud to be that. Are you?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He says, I believe because that we are obeying. We are obeying what he told us to do. He said, stay with the word.
Amen.
That was over and over again. Stay with that word. Now, remember, this is important in staying with this word of what he said. You're going to find out, will you fail? Yes. Yes. The big trick of the devil, we're going to fail. You're going to make mistakes. Well, see, Satan keep telling you about it. Yes. Every single day of your life, he's going to tell you about it. He says, but while the accuser keeps pointing a finger, they did this, they did this, they did this, they did this, but the blood still covers. He come to redeem that elected that he foresaw. That's you. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. He says, now Satan can tempt you, but he cannot get a born-again Christian. For God, from the foundation of the world, foresaw him, us. He foresaw us before the foundation of the world and sent Jesus to redeem us. And the blood speaks for us. And he can, and said, how can we sin when it can't even be seen by God? Praise the name of the Lord. He says the only thing he hears is our voice, but he sees our representation.
Amen.
Are you glad to have representation? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. We are redeemed and have that representation. How wonderful. When Brother Branham tells that story, how the lady at the well, the woman at the well, she had representation. He said the priest didn't, but the woman at the well and us, we have a representation in our place. We are. And in this last time that we hear of so many times is that it is so important that we have to must stay with the tapes. We say that over and over again. And, you know, it always is. It's a battle. Is because then I know Satan hates to hear that because it's so important. You've heard said, many of you, perhaps maybe not, have heard it said, that Brother Branham never said no place to play tapes in the church. Poor spiritual blind person. That's all we hear. That's all I hear every time I hear.
Amen.
Amen. He says it over and over and over again. And we're going to hear it again tonight. That where he says that those tapes must be played in the church. But it's just like if you heard someone, it came to me for to say such a thing as that. Every time we hear Brother Branham, he says it over again, that he tells us how important it is to hear this message and to hear it inside of the churches. And he does say playing the tapes in the church. He does. But it is, it's just like it'd be someone coming up to you and saying, show me in this Bible where Jesus ever said, baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Show me. Show me where it says, baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Spiritual revelation.
Amen.
Spiritual revelation.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is that you hate to say that and to believe that, but it struck me is that that's what they were saying back then. That's what the Trinitarians say now. Jesus never said baptize. He always said baptize in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. But he said those apostles, he said they had a spiritual revelation.
Amen.
That they knew exactly what he says. And when we hear that prophet saying how important it is to stay with the tape, stay with the message, stay in that word all the time. And we're going to hear a lot more about it tonight. He says they have ears, but they cannot hear. But not only that, the prophet did tell us that, and that we understand and we listen. Are you thankful that there is a future home for us? Oh, did you enjoy the message? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. He told us there is a divine city with making a divine city. He is making a divine city with divine hands by a divine architect for a divine bought people. Oh, I love that statement. A divine architect, divine hands, we're divine bought people. He says that the whole surface, before that happens though, he said the whole surface of this earth, he said, is going to be destroyed. He said he's going to burn it up with fire. He said that there won't be no sin, no sickness, no nothing. He's going to completely destroy this whole earth by fire. But I got good news for you. We're not going to be here.
Amen.
We're going to be on a honeymoon.
Amen.
Woo! Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord, for 1,000 years.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated. It struck me, I was telling the brothers this, when I heard that quote, it's like, you know what? I didn't hear that from the bridegroom. I heard it from the bride master, the master himself. He told me, I mean, not the best man. I heard it from the bridegroom. Sorry about that.
Amen.
I didn't hear it from the best man. We heard it from directly from the throne of God.
Amen.
Amen. Did you enjoy your Wednesday night prayer meeting again? Oh, praise the name of the Lord. We should stand and give him a hand. We told him, I love you, Lord. I love you. I adore you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. You know, enough of the times that we do tell him our troubles, our trials, and what's the matter, and our failures, and it seems like that's always the way. Sometimes do you get your prayer started that way? It's always that way. But I think the way that we started it the other night is to tell him, first of all, Lord, I love you. I adore you, Lord. He knows your troubles. It's sometimes it's something we think we got to tell him what our troubles and our trials and our failures are. He knows them. Just worship him. Just tell him that you just love him and that you adore him. It was special for me Wednesday night. And it has ever since then. It's just, Lord, more sincere. When I come before your throne, that's the way I want to approach you. Just in love and sincerity, Lord, to tell you just, you know what I have need of. It's we ask him, would you do this, do this. Brother Branham says we try to change God's mind. It's for him to change our minds. Yeah. Lord, we want always our will. I don't want my will. I want your will. Is that what you want tonight? Lord, give me your will. That's what will perfect the bride of Jesus Christ. What a message that we're going to hear tonight. Amen. We got a special one that we're going to hear. He's told us so many things. And in Future Home, it started to print out quotes, and I'm sure you went over and reviewed them all. We could be here for another 4 hours just listening to it again. But it's such a blessing. But he's going to tell some important things tonight. I want to skip because I do want to apologize, and I had it on to tell you, I'm sorry I take so much time up here. I take too much time. Bless you. God bless you. I do. I truly do. I get nervous and I get up here and I do. Is it telling you that? One day we're going to spend that millennium together, and then we'll be at the wedding supper, and there won't be no such thing as time. But there's nothing more and greater to talk about than this message. Amen. And there's nothing that it is fighting that with Satan all the time. You always say about tapes, and listen to the tapes, and listen to the tapes. Amen. Amen. That is the message of the hour. Amen. And you're going to find out about that. And that's what he's going to tell us tonight. And I do is he's going to tell us tonight about a vision that he just had a few days before that he had preached this message. And he wants to come out, and it's so important in this vision that what he tells us. And we need to turn on our spiritual ears, open up our hearts, and listen to what that prophet is telling us in this vision. This is the first time that he has told it to us. First of all, he starts this real quick because you're going to hear it. He says he saw before him a preview of the bride of Jesus Christ. And what's important in this, it was a vision.
Amen.
A vision. A vision. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Brother Branham says, have I ever told you anything, thus saith the Lord, in the name of the Lord, that didn't come to the pass? No. And this is going to come to pass. And he said he saw the preview of the bride, and he says they were coming before him, and he says they were the cleanest, the sweetest, most beautiful people that he saw walking before him. He says he was just rejoicing as he seen them walking by. And then all at once, he says, there was the preview. He says the church came by, not the bride. He says the church. Yeah. And he says the leader of that church, you hear him, he says it was a witch. Says that witch was leading the church. I believe he says that he believes that ecumenical council leading that church is where they come back. He says they were dressed so indecent. He says that church. He said their hair was cut. They had a makeup on. He said they're gyrating their bodies around and twisting, listening to that rock and roll music. And he says he started to cry. He thought, is this the best that we could do, Lord? Is this it? Yeah. And he says, then he heard a voice say, wait, the bride has to come again. That's when he saw us. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the name of the
Amen.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, and I looked, and here they came again. And he says, they passed by, a sweet-looking little ladies. He said it was the bride again. The bride came through the first time. Yes. Then the world came through. The world, the church come through. And he said it was a bride that came again. And he says, now remember, it was a vision. What was that bride doing, Brother Branham? They was all looking right at me as they passed by. Wonderful.
Amen.
Oh my goodness. He goes on and then he says, this is the interpretation of the dream.
Yeah.
Now he said that's what he saw. Then he come down the interpretation. And listen how he says it. It's so that Brother Bram says, I don't know at first. He says, I don't know what this vision is. I just had it. I don't know the meaning of it. Maybe he'll tell me. And then when listen to him, when he tells it, he says, here's the interpretation to it. Oh man. And he says it real quick there. He says, I just saw it. I saw something happen in this message and put it together. He saw the interpretation of the vision while he's bringing this message to us.
Amen.
How wonderful. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, did you notice the bride come in view twice?
Yeah.
The first seed and the second seed, both of them exactly the same one. Oh, amen. And the reason that they were dressed in different parts, she'll come from all nations. It'll made up the bride. She'll come from the east and the west, the north and the south. God's getting his bride everywhere together around that word. And Brother Branham, what was the interpretation? And they were all watching me.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. He says, and they that represented it, the bride coming out of all nations. He said, she, each one represented a nation as they marched perfectly in line with the word. Listen. And then I have to watch her. Oh, man. Thank you, Lord. She'll get out of step with that word if I don't watch. When she is passing by, if she gets by.
Whoa.
He's watching the bride. They got their eyes on him as he's coming by. And he says, if she passes, if she gets by him. Maybe it'll be my time when I'm over, see, when I'm finished or whatever it is. They got their eye off of that prophet. What happened? They was trying to getting back, trying their best and getting back, just get in line because they was looking out somewhere else.
Whoa.
Oh, let's keep our eye on that prophet.
Amen.
Watching about the church that just went on into chaos.
Whoa.
They had their eye off of that prophet. He didn't tell them, listen, as they're marching and they have their eye. He says, maybe when I'm gone, we've still got our eye on that prophet.
Amen.
He said, I might not be here, but keep your eye on that prophet.
Amen.
The only ones that were going into chaos is they had their eye off of the prophet.
Amen.
We've got our eye on that prophet. Amen? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, how wonderful to know that we know the truth. We know the vindicated word of the hour. We have the revelation of that message to keep our eye on that prophet.
Amen.
Oh, it's the word living today. And tonight we're going to hear about that great masterpiece. And what he did for us. who that we are in that original where he said he had to strike that one. He said he, from the very beginning when Adam failed, he started right then rebuilding that church again, right there. There had to be a way back. We had no way back. We had nothing. We were lost. It was over. We were doomed. He already had a plan. Right there when he started that plan, he was storing up spiritual food in due season. From the beginning to the end, to sustain that bride, to call out a bride. Because he knew he had a group of people that would have that spiritual revelation to know the message of the hour in the end. He said it was the same one in the end that was in the build in the beginning. He said he started rebuilding that church. He said with the patriarchs, Abraham, and he says Isaac and Jacob and Joseph. He said they were the foundation. But he said the body was the prophets. He said that was the word. They were the word, the body. And then the great capstone came. That perfect one came. He said he had to come to taste death. He had to feel what we feel, our anguishes, our distresses, the sorrows, everything that we go through. How great is our God that he wanted to fill that for us so that when we talk to him, he knows what we're feeling. Truly God's masterpiece. He said he had to strike him. He says the same way that he did the statue of Moses. He says to come forth a bride of Jesus Christ. And that bride that was perfect back then is perfect now. Amen. It's come into perfection. Amen. And we're here to get into perfection. Amen. We're the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. You have that revelation? Do you believe that tonight? That you are that bride, that you know unequivocally, I am that bride. I am one of them. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us just bow our heads as we invite the Holy Spirit to come and to be with us tonight. We're so thankful for all that he does for us and for this word. That spiritual revelation that he gives to us. There's nothing greater than that. Lord, we're so unworthy, but how grateful are we, Lord? In the whole world, in the millions and millions of people, you give me a spiritual revelation. That I am part of your bride, Lord Jesus. That I see in this end time, you sent a prophet with a message to call out a bride. It was you living in a man to show us God living in man. We're so thankful for it tonight, Lord Jesus. We just want to invite you to come and to be with us. And you that's out listening in, part of the bride, we love you and pray for you. One day, you're going to hear, we're going to spend eternity with you. And this message is bringing us together. For we know and believe it is the only thing that can bring us together is the word. Amen. Nothing else can. You've seen the many prayer requests or prayer requests as we put them up so you could see them tonight. And if you have a need upon your heart, it's, Lord, you know what I have need of. Lord, I raise my hand to you. Lord, be with me. Help me, Lord. Draw me closer to you, Lord. When I fail, pick me up. Lord, draw me just closer to your side, Lord Jesus. And he'll meet every single need. Whatever the desire of your heart is tonight, he's here to meet it. You believe it? Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Amen. He has gathered them from the lands, from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. Then he cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. Thank you, Lord. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to the city of habitation. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works in the city of children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul, and he filleth the hungry soul with goodness.
In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, the Prince.
To be in his presence tonight. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
God Almighty, the Prince of Peace.
Tonight, we just thank you for loving us, for electing us and predestinating us to be the bride of Jesus Christ, to gather us here tonight, Lord, under that anointing, your anointing, and this message of your messenger, Lord. Lord, how great thou art, Lord, that you called us out, that you chose us, Lord, and we just want to tell you, Lord, that we love you and appreciate you, that you stored up this food for us. And Lord, you preserved it to this very hour and this very time that we're living in. Lord, it's the food, Lord, that we're eating on every day that gives us the strength to overcome, gives us the power, Lord, the strength, Lord, to serve you and to follow that provided way that you've made for us, Lord. We're satisfied, Lord, with your program. Lord, we're just anchored in it, Lord. And Lord, deep in our heart, Lord, it's been anchored there by predestination, Lord, and nothing can remove it. Certainly, Lord, we fail you many times. We fall many times. That has nothing to do with it. We're so happy, Lord, that you've elected us to be your bride, and Satan can't do nothing about it. Oh, God, thank you so much. We love you, Lord, with all of our heart. What would we do without you? We could never do anything, Lord, without you, Lord. And tonight, Lord, we just want to worship you. Lord, we just want to commit everything in our lives to you, surrender everything to you, Lord. You know everything about us. You know all about it, Lord. We just want to love you, and we just want to draw near to you, Lord, and just let you know we love you. Lord Jesus, you saw every hand, you saw every request, and those listening in, Lord, they're in their homes, churches, different conditions, but Lord, they're listening in because we're united under this message. Lord, we're looking to you, Father, and we're so happy, Lord, that you made the way for us. And as we're one body united around the world, Lord, we in unity say, Lord Jesus, we love you with all our heart. And we're under great expectations for what you have for us tonight, Lord. We love you. And Lord, as that word goes forth, Lord, we're anchored on thus saith the Lord. We love you. Bless and be with us now and encourage every heart, strengthen every heart, Lord, and just open up our hearts and sink this message deeper than ever before into our heart. Bless and be with us. We love you. Lord, thank you for Brother Joseph, Lord. How encouraging has been to us, and we just appreciate, God, what you have placed in our midst. Thank you for him, Lord. Bless him and Sister Valerie and his family. Encourage him, Lord. Just anoint him afresh with your Holy Spirit. Just let him know that you love him, Lord, and that you're with him, Lord. Bless Brother Billy also, his family. We ask that you would just bless and be with him, encourage him, strengthen him, and heal his body in every way. Thank you, Father. And your bride, Lord, around the world, bless and be with them. Lord, we love them, Lord. Encourage them. We commit this service now into your hands. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. In the presence of Jehovah God Almighty, the Prince of Peace, troubles vanish. God bless you. You may be seated. This time we're going to have a baby dedication. So if you have a baby, would you just bring it on up as we sing this song, Bring Them In. Amen. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in.
Joshua Elijah.
Bless you. Joshua Elijah. Hello there, pretty. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Oh, Father, truly, you are the giver of good gifts. Lord, this little love token that you've given to this home, Lord, little Joshua Elijah, Lord, Father, the parents want the very best for him, Lord Jesus, and that's you, Lord. So they've brought him up here today, Lord, to place him in our unworthy hands, Lord, that we might take him and present him back to you, Lord, for a life of service, that you'll watch him and protect him, Lord, and that you'll keep him, Lord. May your angels encamp around about him, Lord Jesus. And Father, if there is a tomorrow, that, Lord, may this word just burn within his heart, Lord. Amen. Jesus. May he always put you first, Lord. Bless and be with him, Lord, and bless and be with his family, Lord. Yes, Lord. May they always keep that word first in their home, Lord Jesus. Yes. Bless him and be with him, Lord. Now, Father, we give him into you, into your hands, for a life of dedication. Yes. Bless and be with him as we commit him into your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask all these things, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you. What's the name? What's the name?
Dahlia Katya Byerly.
I'm not going to try that. Say it one more time.
Dahlia Katya Byerly.
Dahlia?
Dahlia.
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 Dahlia. The Lord knows. It's an angel is what it is. Praise. Let's bow our heads. Father, what a beautiful token of love that you have given into this family, Lord Jesus. A love gift that only you can give, Lord. You are the great giver, Lord. And you know how to bring a family and make them a home, Lord, by placing this child in their home, Lord. And Father, once again, they want the very best for her, Lord. And you are the very best. Because they can't always be there with her, Lord. They want to. They want to watch her. They want to protect her. They want to keep her. But Lord, they know they can. So they have brought her up, Lord, into the unworthy hands of your servants, Lord. So that we could take her and present her to you, Lord. Amen. That Father, to place her into your hands. Father, I pray that you'll just bless and be with her, Lord. May your angels also encamp around about her, Lord, and the keeper. Amen. Watch and protect her, Lord. May this word always burn within her heart, Lord Jesus. Yes. And Father, may this family always keep that message alive in their home, Lord. Placing you first in all that they do. For Father, if they put you first, everything will work out perfect, Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you for the message and that we know the right thing to do and the very best for our children.
Yes.
Now, Father, we take her and we place her into your hands in a life of dedication. Bless and be with her as we commit her into your hands. We ask it all in the precious and lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, bring them in. Bring them. From the fields of sin, bring them in, bring them in, bring the little ones to Jesus.
Amen. How many's happy to be here tonight? Amen. I'm just so happy to be here, and I just cannot wait to hear that message, the masterpiece. Amen. And truly, we know that it is soon, that it's going to be wonderful over there. Amen. No burdens to bear, and we just enjoy each other for eternity. I just can't wait. Well, won't it be wonderful there? Yes, having no burdens to bear. Yes, joyously singing with heart bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful there? And when with the Savior we enter the glory land, won't it be wonderful there? Ended the troubles and cares of the story land, won't it be wonderful there? Oh,
Heavenly Father, what an honor and privilege it is to be in your presence this evening, Father, to sing your praises of Zion and to hear your precious word. Lord, we pray that you bless these tithes and offerings and just accept this as our appreciation for you, Father, and what you've done for us. And we love you, Father. Where would we be without you? Oh, Lord God, just be with this service. Be with every need that's spoken in this service this evening. Speak to the hearts of your people, we pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your loving kindness. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Oh, won't it be wonderful there? Yes, having no burdens to bear. Joyously singing with harp bells all ringing. Won't it be wonderful there? Oh, walk walking and talking with Christ the Supernal One. Won't it be wonderful there? Oh, praising, adoring the matchless Eternal One. Won't it be wonderful there? Tempest will never be sweeping us. Won't it be wonderful there? Sure that forever the Lord will be keeping us. Won't it be wonderful there? Oh, singing with harp bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful there? And in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, yes, that city where there cometh no nigh. Well, I've a mansion over there and went free from toil and care. Oh, I am going where the Lamb is alive. Oh, there's a country far beyond the starry sky. And there's a city where there never comes a night. And if we're faithful, we shall go there by and by. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. In that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, yes, that city where there cometh no night. Well, I over there and went free from toil and care. Oh, I am going where the Lamb is alive. Here we have our days of sunshine, but we know that the sun which shines upon us now so bright will be changed to clouds and rain until we go. Oh, to that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, yes, that city where there cometh no nigh. Well, I've a mansion over there and went free from toil and care. Oh, I am going where the Lamb is alive. There the flowers bloom forever and the day shall be one eternal day without a night, and our tears shall be forever wiped away. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, yes, that city where there cometh no nigh. Well, I've a mansion over there and went free from toil. Oh, I am going where the Lamb is alive. Here we have our disappointments all the while, and our fondest hopes but meet with bitter blight. Though by night we weep, the morning brings a smile. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, yes, that city where there cometh no nigh. Well, I've a mansion over there and went free from toil and care. Oh, I am going where the Lamb is alive. Let sunlight fade, let twilight bring its gloom. Not a shadow can my blissful soul affright, for I know that up in heaven there is room. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. summit, no night. Well, I have a mansion over there, and we're from Dolly, where the lamb. First verse, one more time. Well, there's a country far beyond the starry sky, and there's a city where there never comes a night. And if we're faithful, we shall go there by and by. Away to that city where the lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the lamb is alive. Oh, yes, that city where there cometh no nigh. And I've a mansion over there, and when I'm going, I am going where the lamb is alive. And by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered, and we will tell the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by, oh, by and by, by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered, and we will tell the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. We are often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. Somber skies and howling tempest oft succeed the bright sunshine. In the land of perfect day, when the mists are rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints are gathered home, and we'll tell the story how we'll overcome, for we'll understand it better. Third verse. Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God would lead to that blessed promised land. But he guides us with his eye, and we'll follow till we die, for we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered, and we will tell glory how we've overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by. Temptation's hidden snares often take us unawares, and our hearts are made to bleed for many a thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why the test when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered on, and we will tell the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, by. Oh, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered, and we will tell the story how we've overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Come, Lord Jesus, come, we love you more and more each day. Come, Lord Jesus, come, you took our reproach away. Fill us with your presence, with your overwhelming love. Come, Lord Jesus, come. On the wings of a gentle dove. Come, Lord Jesus, come, a pleading prayer in the upper room. Come, Lord Jesus, come, as a bride waiting for her groom. Earnestly united, in harmony and all in tune, they prayed, come, Lord Jesus, come, and tongues of fire filled the
Lord Jesus, come. We are together to worship you. Come, Lord Jesus, come. We worship in spirit and in truth. We rejoice in your sweet blessings, in the promise of a future home. Come, Lord Jesus, come, as we meet around your throne. Come, Lord Jesus, come, the Spirit and the Bride say come. Come, Lord Jesus, come, we rest upon the work you've done. There will be a secret rapture, we'll go on a honeymoon. Come, Lord Jesus, come, how we long to meet you soon. Come, Lord Jesus, come, how we long to meet you soon.
Truly, that's the desire of all our hearts. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Until he comes, what an honor and a privilege it is for us to have that opportunity to walk in this light that we've been shown when so many are out there in darkness, but he showed us the way. I'm just so thankful of that. Oh, we'll walk in the light. It's such a beautiful life. It comes where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Such a beautiful life. It comes where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Such a beautiful light. It comes where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus. Just hum it to him. Ooh. 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 Ooh.
Aren't you happy and thankful tonight that you do believe? Amen. That our eyes are on that prophet, because that's what's going to lead us to the rapture. Amen. Amen. What a privilege it is for us to have God's prophet and messenger bring us the message tonight, the masterpiece. Amen. God bless you, Brother Branham.